Many parents like myself, the purpose of doing what we do for our kids is to make sure that they have a better trajectory or better experiences growing up than we had. And whenever you get to the position of parenting that you've created a world where it's been full of fun, full of memories, but without the trauma or the hardships that you experienced as a kid, it's going to be a different way to teach them about hardships, about resistance, about perseverance. And these are things, sometimes the kids are born intrinsically with those traits, meaning that they're built in a way where you don't have to tell them about life and about awareness of the challenges and the gratitude. But in many cases, like the one that I'm dealing with, is one where I have to teach my daughter about life and about challenges and about things that overcoming challenges. Because when we as parents create a world that is totally different than from what we experienced, then ultimately, how do we get that message across? And the way I go about it is by creating hardships, not hardships, I guess deliberately, but in synthetic worlds. So an example of this would be, right now my daughter is in a group, it's called Odyssey of the Mind. It's a group that gets together and they put a stage or a play, and it teaches them about group dynamics, and they do a challenge and so on and so forth. But initially she was really excited about it, but then she had a change of heart halfway through it and realized that most of the kids she doesn't like, the teacher is very strict, and she's not having a fun experience when she's in there twice a week. And I'm getting all this feedback as far as how she feels about it, and I say to myself, well, typically this is a situation where if me as a person was dealing with it and I didn't like it, of course I would check out. But as a child like her that hasn't dealt with any resistance and she's been the star everywhere she went, then it's very good for her to feel a little bit of, I guess, resistance or hardships or whatever you want to call it. And even though we all know that getting along in a group or not getting along in a group at school, or the teacher not being nice to you, now let's face it, we've all had our dickhead teachers that we hate. I could say Dr. LeBrenz from economics and finance, fucking asshole, I could say that. And we all have that teacher, we all have those experiences in school where it doesn't go as well, but guess what, we still have to persevere, we still have to push through, we still have to do our part to finish up correctly. And that's kind of what the conversation that I was having is one where I was just telling them, hey, listen, I get your point. I get that this is not a situation that you're happy with, child, but this is something that I'm going to be so proud of you afterwards. Why? Because you went ahead and dealt with the bullshit for months of dealing with these kids you don't like, with these people you don't get along with this teacher that you don't like, and you know what, and you persevered and you dealt with it, and that's life, and that's how life is. Sometimes you're gonna have to deal with situations or with people that you don't want to deal with per se. You know, my daughter right now has a real big challenge here at the household getting along with the other kid, the other girl that's her age, it's girl shit. But it's a way to teach her in a synthetic environment, meaning in an environment where we are able to monitor as parents, we're able to keep a gauge on, right, and be able to teach along the way without it being any major ramifications, right? Because when you're talking about the real world of the challenges that I grew up in, I mean, I grew up in an environment where my parents didn't give a fuck about, I mean, doing my schoolwork or helping me with it. They didn't give a fuck about what relationships were. Like, the way the parents did in my generation was, okay, you guys don't get along, we're going to whip everyone's ass. you guys are going to figure it out, because we're going to keep giving out ass whippings every time you guys don't fucking get it. And that's the way we grew up learning. That's the way, there wasn't any explanations. There wasn't any assistance from the parents, but here I am doing my part. But I also understand that it's enabling them to some extent to not learn, to not grow, to not deal with resistance that it's inevitable, as we all know, in adult real life. And I guess that's the message that I have with her. You know, ultimately, in all the things that I do, there is a lesson with it. There is a level of trying to teach her a life lesson that I cannot teach her in a harsher way, or I don't want to teach her in a harsher way, because of the adversity in life, because of the trauma that is experienced out there in the real world, you know, especially when you grow up in the ghettos or in impoverished areas that are not conducive or insufficient to a child's development. Luckily, for many, many parents, we're able to provide that better, that upgrade from what we had. And we have to navigate through it because we don't have a playbook. It's not like I can go back to my parents and say, hey, how did you do this? Because they did it completely different than I did. I could see some methods being successful, but then many times these kids are totally different, different environments, like taking kids to school. Like, you can't have a kid walk to school in this day and age. There's not many parents that allow that. Yeah, a few here once in a while, but man, we're all fucking panicked as fuck about that shit, you know. And those are the things that we as parents, you know, we really just have a concern about that altogether. I mean, and how do you go about, in a way, how do you go about, I don't know, you know, I all I can do is, the way I'm going about doing it is in a way where, hold on, I got like this meal coming in, so, you know, we're gonna go ahead and see what happens. But it's, you know, in this environment where I'm trying to teach my child as many lessons as possible without running away from adversity, from things not going her way. And that is such a sad tale, because if you, resistance and adversity is what builds character in somebody. And if you're not giving anybody enough resistance or making them eat their vegetables, they're not understanding the value of that trait. And that's what I was talking about with my daughter, was that's invaluable. That lesson of sticking it out with a situation. I'm okay if she wants to quit after this year and not do it ever again, but finish it out. You asked for it. It wasn't what you planned out to be in, but you made that commitment. You do your best. You deal with the shitty friends or the people, the shitty girls. You deal with the shitty teacher. You deal with all the things that are shitty. You deal with it. You move on from it. And that's why, like, I was telling her mom, I was telling her that I'm going to have a trip to Disney World after that. And I'm going to remind her that it wasn't about how great she did in that project or with that group. It's more about I'm going to be proud of her because of the effort, of the resiliency that she had. And these are lessons that you have to remind your children about. Like, hey, it fucking sucks, but you have to still stick through it. You have to finish it out. No matter what they're whining, they're complaining is like, you want to make sure they finish it, because these environments, think about it. I mean, these teachers are committed. These kids are committed. So it's not, even though they may not get along, great. But you have a level lessons that can be taught there, because we all know in the real world, because let's just face it, let's just say with her, she's gonna have boyfriends. If she gets married, she's gonna have to deal with in-laws. She's gonna have to deal with coworkers. If she's gonna have to work with people all the time in whatever capacity, whether it's her career, whether it's at home. And you have to learn how to build tolerance. You have to build respect. You have to build the ability to continue in the path, to continue in a level of growing and learning how to interact within a group. So I, you know, the mindset, the beautiful mindset with this is that lessons like this, her sticking it out with this endeavor, it's a beautiful journey for me, because it reminds us all about how far along we've come, for the parents that provide better environments for their kids than they had, and trying to instill some of the values, some of the traits that made you who you are, that you loved, but doing it in a way that's safe. And when I see situations like that in school or at the household where people are not getting along, I think that's a good thing. I think that's a good scenario to have, because from those you're able to teach. I've been able to teach my daughter about learning about respect and about tolerance and about mechanisms and ways in which when, okay, if you're getting frustrated with somebody and you reach your boiling point, walk away, ask for a timeout, ask to go to your room, go ahead and excuse yourself respectfully without saying mean things or rude things, you know? So it's a beautiful thing, man, to have, to be in a position as a parent to teach them about adversity and about when things are not going their way or they're not enjoying it, to be able to persevere through it. Because guess what? When you're a parent, when you're a husband, when you're a wife, when you're a friend, when you are in these different responsibilities, when you're doing a job you don't like, guess what? You're going to be doing it for the money. You're going to be doing it because you have a commitment with somebody. You're going to be doing it for X, Y, and Z. And you just can't quickly walk away and say that I don't want to deal with this anymore. That's not what we're made out to be. That's not, and I feel in these little lessons that she's learning through elementary are sticking, and I'm hoping that they continue. And I'd rather have these lessons to be discussed in a synthetic environment like school that come from, instead of dealing with it in real life in hardship situations. And I think for all of us as parents that provide a better history or better events than what we have to be cognizant of taking advantage of these things, of these, all these things that happen that are adversarial and are not making our child happy, as a lesson, a life lesson that they could learn from. And we can relate with all of that, because for all of us, we've dealt with adversity. We dealt with things that we didn't want to do, or whatever the case is. And we were forced to do it without any explanations. And the beautiful thing about me is that I am able to teach them that and help them understand that, because sometimes you want to, as a child, you want to know the reason why you're doing certain things. Sometimes they're not able to comprehend, but if you're able to simplify in a way where they can get it, they will. And that's the way I talk to my child. Anytime we do something, there's a reason behind it. You explain it. And if it doesn't stick, that's fine. But at least you put it out there for them to understand, to try to listen to. It's a beautiful thing.